visiting with Tim Folliwell. He's the city administrator in Clinton, Illinois. We talk often about when Walmart comes to town. We don't talk that often about when Walmart leaves town. Well, Clinton, Illinois, they had a Walmart come to town in 1983. They have a Walmart leaving town July 20th of 2018. 1 month notice. They told you on June 20th. Tim Folliwell, take it away. What is the impact going to be?
Unknown. You know, people ask that question, and that's a hard thing to gauge. And what I mean by that, when you're small, rural America and the world has changed around you, you no longer have the same opportunities or the same privileges you did when you grew up. You don't have the mom-and-pop clothing stores. You don't have the mom-and-pop little boutique stuff. The Walmarts, the malls, the Targets, those all became your almost day-to-day activity. So we are losing our biggest day-to-day activity outside of groceries. One of the things we're seeing and hearing a lot of is with a lot of our senior citizens being on Medicare, Walmart is a preferred provider in the pharmacy. That's kind of huge. Because that same populace doesn't always want to leave town, either to have to go 20 miles away to another Walmart pharmacy. So that has been an interesting conversation that we've heard beat around town ever since Wednesday, is what am I going to do about my meds? Because Humana says I got to go here. So I know they're all stretching to get that accomplished. Being a 70 to 80 employee facility, that's a big number by itself also. I mean, that's a lot of employees on the local scale to lose in a town of 7,400. And it's hard enough in the USA and the United States and state of Illinois and Clinton, Illinois, to hang on to any industry you might have left, but it's harder to lose those little secondary jobs because those are just as equally as important. So very devastating is the big thing, and as we tell everybody right now, we're more concerned about our community, the people, the employees, than we really are what it means to the city of Clinton on a tax base. We'll figure that out, but we need to fix the other problem first.
I think the other unique thing here, or the shock of this all, I should say, is a better way to phrase it, is they told you on June 20th, and they're going to close July 20th. That's a month. Man, there's some shock value with that, I assume.
There's a lot of shock value because I was technically out of town at a conference when the city clerk texted me and said, I just took a phone call. Walmart is closing. And I texted back and said, okay, get real. And that's when she said, uh-uh, I am being real. And then when I called and she said, no, July 20th, a month? That's it? Well, they've technically shut everything down. They're bringing no product in no more. So whatever is there is all you're going to have. And trust me, the shelves, I'm not going to say, are rampantly flying out there, but that's where people go to buy a lot of daily products. So the shelves are emptying at a fairly rapid rate. So we're eventually going to be down to nothing, probably ahead of July 20th, as sad as that sounds, and be trying to figure out what we're going to do. Secondary part is the corporation, they do not own the facility here. They just lease it, but they have it under contract till January. So we're probably also going to be some time before we can try to come up with someone to fulfill the same void that they're leaving. So we're going to be in a little bit of a quagmire for a while.
Yeah, and that's the issue then after July, is dealing with a vacant storefront of that size. And there are greater challenges when you're talking about small rural communities to find somebody to occupy that vacant space. That ain't going to be easy, I assume.
You're 100% correct. That is not going to be easy because you're right. Most of your larger retailers that we all think about in a blink of an eye, you know, whether it's the Targets of the world or the Tractor Supplies or any of those type of stores, they all have their own little geographical niche that they're looking for. They want a density of a population that 9 times out of 10 we'll never meet because we're small, rural America. That's where back in the day, good or bad, Mr. Walton had the concept of serving those little pockets. Well, that world has changed drastically, as we all know, especially with e-commerce out there. it is always going to be an evolving world around retail right now.
Talking with Tim Folliwell, who's the city administrator from Clinton, Illinois, I think a town of 7,400 or thereabouts, located near Decatur, Bloomington, Champaign, kind of that corridor. And we were talking with you off the air, and you hinted at the fact that, hey, these metropolitan areas I just mentioned, they have super Walmarts. And within driving distance of, you know, a Clinton, Illinois. Did they give a reason, or is there something that you suspect as to why they made this decision?
They really didn't give a reason of any value, and I mean nothing factual-wise. Their statement out of the corporate office from the P, and I'm assuming it's a PR gentleman. I'm assuming it's no one else than someone in PR. But his words were that, you know, Clinton's always under a yearly evaluation, and it's really not what it's performing at. It's just that it no longer meets the model of where the corporation is going, and we can't even really get food in that store, so we can't meet the model. Which tells me, as, again, the e-commerce world is evolving, everyone's got to keep adjusting their game plan to stay in there. Well, in a small footprint, they don't have any room to adjust, and since they already have the surrounding market flooded with their super centers, there's no logical reason to expand here for no more dense population than they can capture.
Well, you bring up an unbelievably concerning point about the impact of e-commerce. So I ask the city administrator of Clinton, Illinois, how does brick and mortar commerce survive in small town rural America vis-a-vis rural Illinois?
I don't know it can. That I wish I had a great answer, and part of the reason I say that, and it's not anyone's fault, even though my statement makes it sound that way, but the future generations are all electronic people, and they do things differently than we do, and the Amazons of the world know that, and that's the reason they're starting to boom every way they are, because they saw the e-commerce coming and they started one of the bigger pushes of it, and now everyone else is following suit behind the Walmarts, the Targets. They're all doing e-commerce because that may be the way of the future. I mean, even if you look at the big metropolitan areas around us, their malls are literally falling apart. Stores are leaving left and right, and I believe it's all part of that e-commerce issue, that it's getting harder and harder to want to pay ups, you know, to keep up your brick-and-mortar footprint when I can do the same volume of business with a click, click, click on the computer, and I don't have to have people do it. Hate to say it that way, but I think that's what it is.
Yeah, and then it's the product is delivered right to your doorstep at home. You told me a lifetime resident of Clinton, Illinois, so I want to get into kind of the controversy when Walmart's first come to town. But to segue kind of what we were talking about, you know, a lot of people will be listening, and they'll say, okay, Walmart's closing. Well, awesome. Those small mom-and-pop storefronts are going to come back because a lot of them left when Walmart opened. That was always the debate. But when you hear the conversation about e-commerce, that probably is really not going to happen.
And I believe that's it. It's really not going to happen to that magnitude. Some of the older generation people that still don't believe in e-commerce or are not comfortable doing it, the mom-and-pop stores will thrive with them. But I believe that's a small segment compared to those on the other side of the coin. The sad thing is when Walmart came here in 1983, honestly, it was considered a double-edged sword at that time. Yes, there were some concerns for some of the mom-and-pop stores. But we'd already saw some of our mom-and-pop stores struggling or even closing because we had a mall 15 miles south of us open up. And it opened up in 1978, if I got my calendar right. And then we had one up in Bloomington open up sometime around 1975. And trust me, I was in my 20s at that time frame. When those opened, I even went, wow, this is nice. You're in the air conditioning. You got everything right here. You even got your little snack area. You got the movie theaters inside the mall. I mean, everything was there. It made your dream come true and made it more pleasurable to go do those. And as a man, it was a lot easier for me to take my wife because I could find other things to do while the shopping occurred. I believe Sam Walton saw that, and he took the mall concept and put it under one roof. So I think he saw the capitalization of what malls had started transitioning to, and that's the way the country and the world changed. Now, I also got other philosophies that we've invited ourselves to go farther and faster by four-lane highways or interstates. Those aren't made to help us as a town grow. They're actually to help us get somewhere bigger for a different value of entertainment. And that's what I see happening. And I think one of the big things around us is when Route 51 through town became a four-lane highway, because everyone goes, oh, it's easy to get to Bloomington and Decatur now. It's a blink of an eye. Instead of being a struggle to get there, it was simple. So now we would go 2-3 times a week when it used to be maybe once a week. So that's the beginning of slowly pulling your small rural America to the bigger towns, but it's exhausting those areas.
Yeah, and I guess as we wrap up here, you know, there were those kind of boilerplates of what do we do when Walmart comes to town, and you heard a lot about that in the 1980s and then into the 90s, specifically in small town America. How does the local retailer respond to that? And, you know, there was a lot of talk between, you know, these small town governments and basically their local chambers of commerce of what do we do? How do we respond? How can we make it work? Now, this is interesting from your perspective. Now I'll ask you, you know, have you been getting a lot of reaction, a lot of contact in terms of, hey, you know, what should we be prepared for when Walmart leaves? Because it's all been when Walmart comes to town, if you know what I mean, in terms of how do you respond to that. And people don't think about, well, what happens when they leave? Do you see? Are you starting to get those type of calls from maybe small town governments that could be in a similar situation?
Not yet. And I'm going to say that in a little bit of a laughing fashion. I think we were one of the first in 83 to experience the upside, or the, well, they're coming, now what do we do side. And I got a strange feeling we're in a similar situation with them leaving. Because notoriously, big box stores don't stay put for over 20 years. That seems to be a cycle where they've exhausted the value of the building, the value of the footprint, and they need to rebirth themselves in something new. So us being 35 years, give or take, old, we're outside of that curve, and I don't know anyone's got those stats. So I think we're going to be the creator of those stats.
Tim Followell, appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
He is the city administrator in Clinton, Illinois.